12 hours, the headlines, 8, including 5-year-old seriously injured in Rufunsa Road accident. India-Zambia ties strengthen amidst global uncertainties, and in international news, one dead and dozens injured as Danish train hits tanker and derails.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. 8 people, including a 5-year-old child, have sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred around 22 hours last night along Great East Road in Chipako area of Rufunsa District. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipoka Itisha said the accident involved a JCB Scania bus driven by Beaton Musenda, 53 of Kawangwe, Lusaka, and a Toyota Regis driven by Andrew Molumbwe, 38 of Chongwe District. Ms. Kaitisha said the bus was en route from Lusaka to Luangwa Feira at the time of the accident. She has explained that preliminary investigations indicate that the Scania bus, allegedly speeding, failed to maintain a safe distance and collided with the Toyota Regis before veering off the road and overturning. Ms. Kaitisha said all seriously injured passengers have been admitted to Mompansha Mission Hospital, while 38 others with minor injuries were treated and discharged.
The accident involved a Scania bus belonging to JCB registration number ABT8753 driven by Beaton Musenda, age 53 of Kabango, Lusaka, and the Toyota Regis registration number BAA4233 driven by Andrew Mulumbwe, age 38 of Chongwe District. The bus was en route from Lusaka to Luangwa Feira at the time of the accident. Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the Scania bus driver, allegedly traveling at excessive speed, failed to maintain a safe following distance and subsequently collided with the rear of the Toyota Regis, which was moving in the same direction. Following the collision, the bus went off the road and overturned. As a result, 8 passengers on the Scania bus sustained serious injuries.
Indian High Commissioner to Zambia, Alok Ranjan Jha, says that relations between India and Zambia continue to grow stronger despite global uncertainties. Speaking during India's 78th Independence Day celebrations last evening, Mr. Jha highlighted key milestones in the partnership, including the 6th session of the India-Zambia Joint Permanent Commission held in November last year and the Defence Minister's participation at Aero India 2025 in February. He stressed that the strong bilateral foundation allows both nations to navigate global challenges while further deepening cooperation.
For the past few years, unfortunately, it has almost become a cliche to say that we are living through turbulent times with myriad disturbing trends and developments across the globe. Despite that, our two nations have continued to strengthen our bilateral ties across various sectors. At the time my predecessor addressed you last year, we have taken significant strides in our journey. The 6th session of India-Zambia Joint Permanent Commission was held in November last year. Honorable Minister of Defence of Zambia attended the Aero India 2025 in February this year. Earlier this year, a group of private Indian institutions of higher learning visited Zambia for further enhancing our cooperation in the field of education.
And Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mulenga, hailed India as one of Zambia's key cooperating partners, playing a vital role in supporting the country's economic development.
India has been one of Zambia's key cooperating partners in various areas of our economy and has contributed greatly to Zambia's development agenda. I must mention here today, India has not become Zambia's friend today. They were with us even during, before our independence freedom was attained. They stood with us. Ties were forged from as far back the time of Dr. Kenneth Kaunda and his counterpart Mahatma Gandhi. Among the first countries that even established their diplomatic ties with our country, India is one of them.
The Bank of Zambia has reaffirmed that organized gold mining remains a key strategic avenue for advancing the country's economic development. speaking at the Manenga Ndulo Conference on Economic Development hosted by the Southern African Institute for Policy and Research, BOZ Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia has noted that Zambia has yet to make a significant progress in formalizing its gold mining and trading activities. He said doing so could unlock substantial benefits, especially for small-scale and artisanal miners. Dr. Kalyalia said since 2020, the BOZ has purchased gold worth approximately 350 million kwacha from companies including First Quantum Minerals. However, he has emphasized that refining remains crucial for the central bank to continue its gold purchases.
The government ourselves were working on a program to see how we can organize these artisanal miners, how they can be organized, because the gold market is also very sensitive to where it is sourced. Because if we are using child labor, is using unsustainable methods of mining it, you want to get that certificate and then you can sell it. So that's one of the things. So it has to be organized, and we have been saying, and the president has been also fighting, it must be organized.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango is scheduled to depart for Yokohama, Japan tomorrow to represent Zambia at the 9th Tokyo International Conference on African Development, which will run from 17th to 25th August 2025. In a statement, Office of the President's Press Aide Njenje Chizu said Mrs. Nalumango will attend the high-level summit on behalf of President Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Chizu has explained that the conference is aimed at advancing Africa's development agenda and strengthening strategic partnerships between the continent and global stakeholders. He said while in Japan, the vice president is expected to address a gathering of global leaders, including heads of state, senior government officials, and African Union representatives.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economist Dr. Luvinda Hawazoka has described the Bank of Zambia's projection of achieving single-digit inflation by the first quarter of 2026 as ambitious. In its second quarter 2025 Monetary Policy Committee report, the Bank of Zambia has projected that inflation would fall within its target band of 6 to 8% by early 2026. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Hawazoka has cautioned that the targets may be difficult to meet, especially considering the kwacha's historical underperformance during the festive season, which is typically driven by increased demand for foreign exchange. However, he has acknowledged that the goal remains attainable, noting that because inflation is measured quarter on quarter, favorable price trends in the coming months could support the projection.
It's a very ambitious prediction, but I would like to be cautious because when you look at the quarter's performance towards the festive season, it's normally bad because there's high demand for forex, and that might have a negative impact on the inflation. But also we need to know that inflation is calculated in such a way that they look at the price growth in one quarter versus the previous quarter, and probably based on that assumption, we might see single digits, but I would like to be cautious with that forecast.
The top international news.
At least one person has died and dozens have been injured after a train collided with a slurry tanker and derailed in southern Denmark, officials have said. Police said the crash occurred between the towns of Tinglev and Kliplev in southern Jutland near the German border, leaving a 60-year-old woman dead and 27 others injured. In an update, shortly after midnight, police said a crane was being used at the site to lift some of the damaged carriages to ensure there were no more injured passengers.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he'll travel to Washington on Monday after President Trump's highly anticipated summit with Vladimir Putin failed to reach a ceasefire. Mr. Zelensky said he discussed the talks with his American counterpart and with European leaders by phone for more than an hour. President Trump has said China has pledged not to invade Taiwan as long as he's the US leader. In an interview, Mr. Trump said China's President Xi Jinping personally gave the promise, although he didn't say when. Mr. Trump is due to leave office in 2029. There's been no response to the claim from China or Taiwan, Beijing considers the self-governing island part of its own territory. The first hurricane of the Atlantic season has quickly intensified as it heads towards the northern edge of the Caribbean. Erin is now classified as a Category 2 hurricane with winds of about 150 kilometers an hour. Forecasters have warned of the risk of flash floods and landslides over the next 2 days as